Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to the podcast today. I hope you're having a great week. It's hard to believe that we're almost to the weekend, so I want to encourage you already to start making plans to join us this Sunday for week two of Confessions of a Recovering Christian. If you missed week one, it was such a great lesson and an aha moment for a lot of folks, myself included. So swing by our website, sugarhill.church, and catch the replay, and come ready. And man, I want to encourage you to invite a friend. I can't encourage you enough to say this would be a great teaching to help folks that are marginally connected to the things of God to really have those light bulb moments. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of an inside job. It's such a big idea. I mean, to think out of all the places that God could have chosen to live, he chooses to live inside of his people. And then on Tuesday, I came behind that to say, well, based on that fact that God lives inside of us, we need to ask a different question. Not what can I get away with, not what's in it for me, but is this thing holy? Is it going to make me look more like Jesus or more like the world? Well, today I want to talk about this idea of an inside job. And here's the big idea, that once we ask the right question, once we have clarity, once we've discerned what God wants us to do, it is up to us to live it out. Here's what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. He says, because we have these promises, and the promises that God comes to live inside of us, he says, let us cleanse ourselves. And I'm going to come back to that phrase. He says, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit, and let us work towards complete holiness because we fear God. We have a healthy respect of God. But listen to that phrase again. He says, let us cleanse ourselves. In other words, when we start asking the right question, when we start having this big picture of who God is, that he's for us, that he has this relationship with us, that he's different than us, when we have this healthy respect for God, we begin to ask this different question. We ask, is this thing holy? It either is or it isn't. And it's going to make me look more like Jesus or more like the world. But once we've wrestled with this, then it's up to us to do something with it. When he says, let us cleanse ourselves, notice he doesn't say that God's going to do it for us. As he describes this, he says, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And often we don't think about that, but there's so many things that can defile us, that can make us sick, both in body and in spirit. There are things that hurt us. Sometimes when we think about sin, we classify it just that it's wrong, which is obviously true, but deeper than that is it makes us sick. It hurts us. It hurts our relationships. It hurts our conscience. It hurts our relationship with our Heavenly Father and with other people. And so Paul's encouragement by the leadership of God is to say, man, if there are things that are defiling you, if there are things that aren't holy, if there are things that are hurting your spirit, then it's up to you to say, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to cleanse myself of those things. Here's what it means practically. God's not going to make you do it. In other words, if you start asking the question, is it holy? And you start determining that there are business decisions you're making that aren't holy, that there's relational decisions that aren't holy, there's moral decisions that aren't holy. Once you determine those things, God's not going to make you stop. In other words, if you're lying in a business meeting, God's not going to show up and shut your mouth. If you're in some relationship that isn't holy, that isn't as God designed it to be, and it's killing you, God's not going to show up in some referee uniform, blowing a whistle, making you stop whatever that thing is you're doing. No, in other words, God leans on us to make the choice ourselves, to make the choice ourselves. And what that means practically is that when there's an area that's out of bounds, when there's an area that isn't holy, that we would stop and say, God, I'm so, so sorry. God, I see this thing is defiling me. I see this thing's hurting me. I see this thing is self-destructive. But God, would you help me? One of the principles that we learn in Scripture is that when we make the choice like that, when we make the hard decision that something needs to change, when we make the choice, God will help bring about that change. God is able. He's willing. He wants to help you. But you've got to stop and you've got to ask and you've got to take responsibility for your own life. And one of the things that's true is you're ridiculously in charge of your life. God gives you so much freedom. God gives you so much power and choice. He gives you agency to make decisions. And so today, I want to encourage you, it's an inside job. It starts on the inside of you saying, God, I've made this choice. Would you help bring about the change? And that's so huge. That's such a big truth. If there's anything I can join you in praying for today, if there's anything I can come alongside you and lift up, I'd be honored to do that. The easiest way to let me know that is to drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Sometimes people will drop it on Facebook, and I just got to be honest, I'm pretty bad at the whole Facebook Messenger thing. I don't think to check it often enough, so the best place would be to drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and I'd be honored to lift that up. And also, would you take a few minutes today to jump on our Facebook page and check out what's called the National Day of Prayer? If you're new to this, it's a time where every year our nation sets apart to say we want to pause and we want to pray for our leaders locally and nationally and even internationally. And so I want to encourage you, Pastor Chuck has put together a simple guided resource that would be super helpful. And man, there's something powerful when God's people come together to pray. And again, it's called the National Day of Prayer. You can find it on our Facebook page, on our social media post. Just go check for it. And I want to invite you to carve out a few minutes today to participate in that and comment on it online so that we can know you're part of it. Well, have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.